Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buffalo Sabres are trending another home win.
Left side of the ice where the Sabres had three skaters. Now they'll play it to the right wing on entry. Right up the middle, a chance for Kozak to the net. He scores. Kozak with goals in back-to-back games, and the Sabres have the lead at 2-1.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 lead, and then it was a 4-2 victory last night. And so congratulations, Buffalo Sabres. Another win at home. It was the Red Wings visiting, and it was Colton Ellis making his first career NHL start, helping lead the Buffalo Sabres on that 4-2 victory. That was last night, KeyBank Center. So the Sabres are playing again Friday night. Leafs are coming to town, and that game has been bumped up to, Friday night kicks off the World Series with the Jays in it. So I think they're trying to get this game out of the way before that all goes down. So it'll be 7 o'clock instead of 7:30 at KeyBank Center for Friday night's game. The Saturday game in Toronto is going to be bumped up by 2 hours. That'll be a 5 o'clock puck drop for that game, as it's a home and away with the Sabres and the Leafers this weekend. World Series affecting a lot of sports over the weekend. And, of course, on Sunday, Buffalo Bills are back to it. Coach talking about what they're doing to establish themselves as a team as they get back to it after a couple losses. And let's get back to some dubs this weekend.
I know it's establishing who we are as a team. And that continues to unfold week after week. And you know, I don't really know that we're there yet. And that's okay, but we got to keep pushing. We got to stay urgent with our approach, the discipline, the detail that I mentioned earlier. It's really establishing who we're trying to become as a football team, and you just take it 1 week at a time. You know, guys have been in and out of the lineup too, which affects some of that.
Josh Allen on the game.
The continuity helps. The conversations that you can have of, hey, remember how you ran this route last year against this team, and if we're putting this concept back in, either great, let's run it like this, or didn't work, let's change it. So to be able to have guys that you've been in battle with and can trust and rely on, obviously that's extremely helpful.
Josh was talking about Khalil Shakir.
Well, it's sometimes when he has the ball, he's kind of hard to see because typically our linemen are moving, and I don't really see what he does it. And then obviously when he scores, it's like we get back to the sideline looking up at the Jumbotron and seeing how many missed tackles that he forced. So he's an electric football player, and again, what I love about Khalil is he just does everything the right way.
Bills back to it on Sunday, 1 o'clock on the road in Carolina. In Washington, President has said he is planning to submit the paperwork for the demolition at the White House any day now.
Didn't they already start the demolition?
Administrative issue, you know.
Okay.
The cranes came in pretty fast, pretty swift. And the president has been quick to say, yeah, okay, so we weren't going to touch the White House. Now we are. What you need to know is this ballroom is going to be huge. It is a massive ballroom that dwarfs the rest of the building. So it will be the White House in this ginormous ballroom off the back, you know, almost like a palace, which I don't think was the original intention of that building, but who knows? Things change. The price tag was supposed to be $250 million being paid for by donors. So some major companies, corporations stepping up to going, hey, we'd love to donate to this White House project. It looks like that might climb up to $300 million because like any project that's ever been done in the history of projects, the price goes
Jeff calls it
up.
Scope creep.
Scope creep?
He says every project, scope creep.
Yep.
Scope
new numbers
creep. Every time
scope.
We do something, all of a sudden, well, we start at, we're going to do this, and then it turns into that, and so it's scope creep. Yep.
Trump did reveal on Tuesday that the demolition sounds by the construction workers were music to his ears. He loves it. He loves the sound of construction. First major change to the historic property in decades, and a big project, big ballroom coming into the White House, and again, price tag now, around $300 million estimated. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:55.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.